views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. And how's my darling Sky doing these days?
I'm doing well. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing good. Thanksgiving's just around the corner.
I know. I got so much to tell you today. Oh, my goodness.
Well, go ahead. Do share, please.
Well, I'm having a lot of people over for dinner. And so what I did last weekend was I went to Pennsylvania Dutch Country. I had a great day there. I went with my brother and my sister-in-law. And we picked up a couple of hams. I picked up a sow and a half.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I got like 340-pound hams.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. Because
340-pound ham.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. The ham that they do down there is absolutely salt-free. It is the most delicious ham you'll ever taste in your life. It's not salty. You can guarantee every one is exactly the same as the other. I've been buying them for years. And I figured I'd get three, one for Thanksgiving, one for Christmas, and one to just have in the house.
I take it there are no Jews at your party.
Well, no kosher ones anyway.
That's right. No kosher ham.
No. I looked for a kosher ham, but I couldn't find one.
That's too funny.
I know.
But you want to know something? It's really interesting because, you know, right now, this is going to be a very, very strange Thanksgiving for me. This will be the very first time in my life, in 54 years, that I am not having Thanksgiving with my family because of, you know, it's like, and a lot of people go through this, you know, as far as with, what families you have Thanksgiving with, what families you have the holidays with, and they're switching back and forth. And I've always have had Thanksgiving with my family. And, you know, this is my third marriage. So my first marriage worked out well because my wife's family would have Thanksgiving with us all the time.
Yeah.
And so my second wife, her family was in Wisconsin where we're in New Jersey, so she had no problem with anything with the holidays, you know. So that worked out fine.
That's so lucky.
Yeah, so it was never a big deal, you know. And now that my wife of now, her family is like maybe an hour away from where we live, and my family is about an hour or so away from where we live in different directions. But it's like, okay, last year she went to her family, I went to mine. But there was a reason. I don't know. There was particular both reasons on both ends. So I decided, all right, I'll be the first one who gives in. And I said, this year we'll have Thanksgiving at her brother's, which is going to kill me. I mean, I'm sure I'll have a good time with her family. But then the following year, next year, she'll have it with my family.
Well, that's okay. I'm all for sharing. You know what I'm all for? I'm all for inviting everybody over at one time at somebody's house and then just go ahead and have the holiday, you know? Because it is hard to separate. Because you do want to be with everybody's family because their families, your spouse's family becomes your family. And you feel as though like you're missing out. You want to be with them too. But I know it's a lot of people. And in my case, it's a tremendous amount of people. And, you know, you feel bad. But if I had my way, and if I had a big enough place, I'd invite everybody at one time. And if it was okay with everyone, because there's situations where, you know, some can't get away because they're taking care of, you know, older parents, and some can't get away because they're at school. So, you know, there's always somebody missing. But before I say anything else, I would like to take this moment to give a shout out to my kids in Minnesota. Yes, my daughter Felicia had her birthday on Tuesday. Happy birthday, my beautiful daughter Felicia. And Rob, my beautiful son, I want to say I love you and always thank you for listening to our show and being a part of my life. And you will be missed on Thanksgiving. And my beautiful baby Wingish. Oh my God, if you saw this child, Artie, you would collapse. He's so beautiful.
Oh my God, to die for.
Oh, my God. He's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed little native boy. So gorgeous. So gorgeous. You have no idea. And smart as a whip. And I also want to say hello to my nephew, Andrew. And they're all together right now listening to the show. And I want to tell you guys, I love you all. I miss you all. And I wish you could be all at my house for Thanksgiving. I love you so much.
I'm telling you, you're invited to the next Thanksgiving for the next 10 years.
Yes.
You have an open invitation, trust me. She has an open invitation for all of you.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And you know what? They call me every single day. Every single day does not fail. They call me. And that's what family is about, you know? It's not all about the holidays sometimes. It's about the love during the rest of the 364 days of the year. And these
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Hold on a second. You also have to think about the people who are not as fortunate and who don't have family around them. And who, or maybe those people who just went through breakups, or, you know, there are some people where, you know, they feel alone because their kids are with the other spouse's family and they're not with them, because people have to switch back and forth. And it's an unfortunate situation, but again, that's reality of life as far as going back and forth with family. But, you know, those people who are not with somebody, there's a couple, you know, where you don't have, you know, you're not with the people you would like to be with. As far as certain family members or maybe certain friends. But it would be a great idea if you invited some friends over, or if you're invited over, to allow yourself to go over to a friend's house and not just sit by yourself. And you want to know something? Some people don't mind being by themselves, and that's fine too. And, you know, and that's perfectly fine. Or you can go to a soup kitchen and volunteer your time and, you know, and give up yourself on this special day. And, you know, and enjoy that way by giving yourself to others, you know. Not everybody has that super tight, loving feeling, unfortunately, with their families. I mean, it's great for those of you who do. God bless you. But those who don't, a lot of times our friends are our family. You know, and it's funny because one of my friends, one of my very dear friends, said that her friend was having a friend's, a Friendsgiving Day.
Instead of
a Thanksgiving Day, they said they called it a Friendsgiving Day.
Yes. Well, I want you to know that I have been in a position where I have felt the loss of my kids being at holidays with their in-laws, and my husband and I just being alone with maybe one of my kids. And I have been on the opposite side by having everyone over, and I have been on the third side with just having friends. and not having the kids over because everybody at the same time had to go to relatives on the other side. So, you know, I have experienced all three scenarios. And as long as you're with somebody that you love, whether it be family or whether it be friends, or like you said, giving of yourself in a loving manner to somebody who's less fortunate, like a soup kitchen, well, then it's all good because you have that same feeling of love and compassion that you would have if you had your, you know, family there that you loved. So, you know, we have to be grateful for every scenario.
That's 100% true. And also, if you're a parent where you would love to have your kids, but they're going with their in-laws or they're going with somebody else, for your own sake and for your kids' sake, don't go throwing guilt trips at everybody that they need to be at your place or, you know, make them feel really bad. And, you know, because it is hard to make choices, you know. And so if you work on compromises, like trading off with holidays or trading off every other year or whatnot, then that's the compromise. But don't throw guilty, feelings towards your loved one because, I don't know, it's just not good. Feel good about yourself that you'll be okay on your own or you'll be okay with other family members or other friends. And even though you would like to be with them, you know, we can't always have what we want. But right now we have to go to a commercial break. So, everybody, Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
If you look on the back of a GLaOS dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GLaOSCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GLaOSCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky, and I have one thing that I'm really excited about with Thanksgiving. The day after Thanksgiving on Friday and Saturday night, Charity and I are going to take vacation in Rhode Island. And, we're really excited about that. And New Providence, Rhode Island is gorgeous, and being right along the water and the wharf is beautiful. And we'll probably end up taking trip off to we're probably going to head off to Boston also, which is a favorite place of ours to visit. So so we have a lot to look forward to.
Yes, you do. This is wonderful. You know what we have to look forward to? We have to plan a trip and we have to set a date. We have to go up to Lilydale. I want to go so bad. I can almost taste it.
Yeah, that is a long schlep and a half.
I know, but I want to go. I feel like I need to go for some reason. I've got to get there.
You know what? We'll look it up. Seriously, you'll look it up on Google it as far as with Lilydale. It's in New York. It's way up there. It's like about 8 or 9 hours from us. And so what we'll do is we'll check it out, and we'll see first who's speaking there or what's going on, and then we'll decide, you know, which weekend. And what we want to do. And,
cool.
I mean, Charity's down with that, like, no problem. We might have to wait, though, until the spring, because the winter times there are brutal, are absolutely either with the temperature or with the snow, so.
Yes, I hear you, and I don't like snow. I used to love snow. Snow is my most favorite thing in the whole wide world. Then I got hit by a car, and I can't walk that great. My back is all messed up. My knees are all messed up because of the accident. So now snow is my enemy, and I think it's the most beautiful thing that God created in the wintertime. You know, it is so palatially, it's so palatial to look at. And when you see the pine trees covered in that beautiful blanket of white snow, is there anything more beautiful, really? I have pictures of last year.
You want to know something? One year, going back a few years ago, before I was with Charity, I had my friend Lori come visit me from Wisconsin. And I surprised her, and I took her into New York City. And she was never in New York City in Manhattan before. And so it, not only was it, you know, nice to see something different, but Manhattan during Christmas time, and, you know, it was the day after New Year's Eve. It was the first day of the year. And it was all white snow and all white snow caps on all the branches and on all the grass, and the streets were totally clear, but everything else had beautiful white snow, and it was great. I took her to Macy's in New York, and so she, like, really went wild on that one. And then after that, I took her to, we went for a bite to eat, and then we saw Beatlemania, and we loved that. And then after that, we went for a couple of drinks. And then I took her, and I surprised her when I took her to Central Park. And we did a horse and buggy around Central Park. And it was really nice. And it was all snow-capped. Like, snow was, like, everywhere, but not so much where it stopped you from traveling. And so it was really... And then we went to Rockefeller Center to watch, you know, people skate. And then we saw street performers. And then we went for another bite to eat. And then we took the train home. And it was, like, an incredible day. And she looked at me, and I thought she was just being nice. And she looked at me with such sincerity in her eyes. She goes, Artie, because I kid you not, this was the best day of my entire life.
Aww.
I go, get out of here. She goes, no. She goes, I'm serious. This was absolutely the best day of my life. And mind you, that was the first time, like the day before when she flew, because we knew each other through friends, and we knew each other just by talking on the phone. But we never met each other in person. And I wasn't with anybody. She wasn't with anybody. And so we were just platonic friends. And so when she came over, it was like super fantastic chemistry. We had a lot of fun. And it was great. And so that for our very first day together, it was that New York City day. It was just a lot of fun.
Very nice. Isn't that nice to do something that is so different for somebody else and they're so in awe? You know what I did today?
What did you do today?
I was at Wawa. I just grabbed a cup of coffee before I went into the salon. And I had my hair done, you know. And I'm at the counter, and I see this older person, and she's fumbling around in her bag to pay for a cup of coffee. So I paid for her. And she thanked me. But the most beautiful thing was there was a young girl standing at the deli where you get your sandwiches and whatever. And she said, you know, that was just about the nicest thing I've ever seen anybody do. I says, you know what? You do that next time. And she says, I certainly will. She says, because that really made my heart feel beautiful. And Artie, we have a Sharon from Connecticut on the line. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, love. What can we do for you?
So much. Listen, I'm so glad I got through to you guys. I had this experience the other night. I was listening to this download that I got from Louise Hayes. I ordered her latest book, and with it, I got this download, and it was meditations and stuff. And I was lying in bed, and I rearranged my bedroom. I have this picture of baby Jesus. It's beautiful. And I had this hanging on my chimney in my bedroom. So I was just kind of gazing, looking at this. And after, like, I don't know, about 10 minutes, things started to shift. This picture, like, turned into this woman, this baby.
What?
And then what I thought was happening, it was going to, like, different spaces. And I looked away, closed my eyes, and looked back, and it continued to happen. And I wasn't really afraid, but it was kind of eerie. And so the next night, my husband was sleeping. I didn't say anything. And the next night, I looked at it, and in a very short time, like within a minute, it happened again. But then the lips were moving, and it would go to baby Jesus. And this baby, oh, my God, beautiful. I was so drawn. I found this at an antique shop. I looked it up. It's a popular print painting that this guy had done, and, you know, and it's on eBay or whatever for, like, $18. I think it was $25. That's what I paid for. But when I found it in the same antique shop, I was so happy, like I had found gold. And so the next night, this was a few nights ago, and I looked at it again, the same thing kind of happened, but then the lips were moving, and it really, like, weirded me out. Because it was like,
so this
maybe,
picture of Jesus, you know, is turning into something else?
Different women, yes, very quickly. Different women's faces.
Are you staring at it?
What's that?
Are you staring at it at the time?
Staring at it. Yes.
That could be your own subconscious mind relating the beauty of Jesus to the people who you love. Did you know the women that you recognize them?
I'm sorry.
Did you recognize? Are you there?
No. I didn't recognize anybody. And I was advised to.
I'm really having problems hearing you, love. I'm getting like every fourth word. But this is very interesting.
No.
What I've gotten so far is extremely interesting, and I'd like to talk to you about that. You could either call Artie or myself after the show, and we could discuss that, because that could have a lot of different meanings.
Okay. Are you able to hear me better? I'm going over a bridge.
I'm getting like every second word now.
I'll call you back. I'll call you back on the show. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for sharing that with us. I wasn't able to get too much. Were you, Artie?
I could hardly hear her from where I'm at.
I know,
and,
me too.
It was just very difficult. So I was just listening, and I was hoping that you were able to hear her much better than me. But if she's able to email us, you know, and, you know, we could, you know, I could give her all my take. So if she goes to RDJ on the move, RDJ on the move at Comcast.net. At Comcast.net, A-R-T-I-E, the letter J, on the move, at Comcast.net. Once you do that, then I'll be able to respond. Just go to ArtieHoffman.com, and my email's right there. And then, or you can just, you know, or I can forward it over to Sky also. I need to give our take. But right now, we're going to have to go to a commercial break. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for coming back and visiting with Angels and Answers with Sky and Artie. And I wanted to let everybody know that tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, we will be at the Mind, Body, and Spirit Convention at the Expo in where is it, Artie?
Valley Forge,
Pennsylvania. And it's going to be a magnificent time. It's going to be a fun weekend. We are going to be giving a lecture on Saturday, and we would love for anybody that's able to come and visit, because it's going to be very enlightening. There are going to be a lot of people there. You're going to be able to buy things there, essential oils and aromatics and stones and Native American jewelry. And you're going to be hearing a lot of good people speak. I know that Artie and I will be speaking, and we're going to have a really blast. We're going to have a blast. We're going to have a really nice time. And we're hoping that you guys visit us.
Yeah, we're going to be at booth B37, B as in boy. We're going to be at booth B37, and Saturday at 1 p.m., we're going to be in the Penn Room, like Sean Penn. We're going to be in the Penn Room Saturday at 1 p.m., and we'll be discussing about spirituality, the spirituality of life, and what it's, you know, as far as the understanding of what it's like on the other side. And also, we're going to be giving a demonstration of our, you know, mediumship and connecting to your loved ones and some psychic ability. And we're going to have a cool-looking booth, too. And like she said, there's going to be people selling all kinds of stuff there. And you're also going to have all kinds of holistic healers there. And it's going to be wonderful. There's a lot of other speakers that are going to be there, too. You know, authors and all that stuff. People have written books and of all different variations of spirituality. So it's going to be a pretty high-energy you know, a convention, spiritual convention, and it's going to be really cool. You've got to bring extra money because it's at the Valley Forge Casino Hotel. Go there until after the spiritual convention so that you can afford to get lots of cool stuff.
It's going to be amazing. I'm sure they're going to have Reiki people there and chakra opening, and it's going to be amazing. It's just going to be amazing. And if you do go Thursday, give us a call and let us know what you thought about it, you know, because it's something really for the whole family, believe it or not. You're going to get a lot out of it. Like Artie said, there's a lot of authors. There's a lot of very knowledgeable people there about spirituality. And, you know, some of your questions can be answered that you've been wondering about. And I know Artie and I are going to be answering a lot of questions that you will not believe that you've probably been thinking of and been afraid to ask. So this is going to be amazing and so enlightening.
Yeah, everyone, also, when you get a reading from Sky and I, you're going to be getting a recording with that. So you don't have to have a good memory.
I did a reading today at the beauty parlor, as usual. You know, I truly believe when spirit calls, I am obligated to bring them forward. It just comes with the territory. Yes, I do charge, and yes, I do, you know, I make my living at this, but a lot of times I give a lot of free readings because when spirit comes a knocking, I'm going to talk. I'm just going to tell you. And a lot of people were made very happy today, and I'm very grateful to do that. So I had a really spiritual day. I had a very healing day for myself. You know, Artie? It was very healing. It started off with the coffee, and then it went on to being able to set some minds at ease. And, you know, it was just great, just great. Then I bought a pair of boots, but don't tell my husband. So it was very healing for me.
You know, it's funny. Somebody asked me earlier that what prompted you to talk to dead people? And I said, because a lot of the living wouldn't listen. So,
that is so good. I love it. You're such a crazy man. I love you. That is so cool. I never thought of that. You know, I probably have the same thing.
Figure who else will listen? Listen, you know, where else are you gonna we might
They're dying to talk to us.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. You're so sick. I love you.
You know, but the beautiful thing is that, you know, seriously, the communicating to the other side, when you cross over to the other side, you have a lot more wisdom over on the other side because you're not in your body. So you are like communicating on a much on a higher level.
Yes.
They still have the same personality. They still have the same personality, but they're just not, you know, but they're just wiser only because of where they are, and they see a lot more on the other side. Whereas here, we're limited to the physical body and the mind. So now, you know, it's up to us to develop our abilities to be able to see more than what stands in front of us or what's in front of us, you know?
That's so correct. And it's funny you should mention that. It's funny you mentioned that because I had told you when I went into the ladies' room in the bathroom, in the salon, I felt this male energy, and I said, well, who are you? I want you to identify yourself. And he says, my name is Eddie. And then when I came out and I told the girl who it belonged to, she said, oh my gosh, does he sit there and watch me go to the bathroom? And I said, yeah. She says, that's embarrassing. And I says, no, not for him, because he's on such a high frequency and such a high level of knowledge and understanding that those things mean nothing to them. Those mean absolutely nothing. So, you know, if you're taking a shower and you feel spirit around you, don't freak out that you're naked, because they are not there to see you naked. That has absolutely no bearing on them whatsoever. They're just so much more evolved than we are that means absolutely nothing to them. Right, Art?
The perfect example is, you know, there are lots of people who are very comfortable walking around naked or coming out of the shower or making love in front of their pets. And, you know, you don't even care when your dog's there and you're walking around naked or your cat's there and you're walking around naked or whatever. It's no big deal. It's literally no big deal. It's the exact same thing when your loved ones have crossed over on the other side. Although I do feel and I do believe that when you are doing stuff like that, that they're not sitting there watching you and having
right.
I'd say, oh my God, I never saw such a thing. I don't know about stuff.
A little to the left.
What I raised you to be? Are you kidding me? Oh my God, I could die.
I know. That just, you know what? You know what? Because we're on this level and this, we're three dimensional and we're on this level, this plateau of thinking, you know, it really could creep somebody out, you know, thinking that their father is watching them make love to their boyfriend. You know what I mean? Oh my God, daddy, do you have to watch? But you know what? They don't even care. They don't even think it that way. It's so, and you know what? A lot of people say, oh, you know, you have to be so reverent when you're giving a reading and you have to, you know, be so solemn. Guess what, folks? They couldn't be happier. They are the happiest when they're over there. And I had gotten a reading years ago, and I was told that my loved ones had to say to her, you know, you always make them laugh. They get a kick out of you. They get such a kick out of you. So what does that tell you? They are laughing along with us. The things that I do make them laugh and make them happy. So you know what? I truly believe that they're so evolved that they just get pleasure in everything and anything we say and do. I really believe that. And they don't care. They just get such love and joy and pleasure out of everything. And as far as the dog goes, what, babe?
I believe that we have to go to a commercial break right now.
I believe you're right.
Right now, we're going to be going to a commercial break, and just a reminder that if anybody wants to have a really fun weekend this weekend, just go to the Mind, Body, and Spirit Convention at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Google it, Mind, Body, Spirit Expo, and you're going to see it's going to be a really good time, and you won't be disappointed. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Hey, 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 hey,
And Answer Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm glad you came back with us to another little portion of Angels and Answers. You're very important to us, guys, so we're really happy to have you here, and we're very happy to be here for you.
Right now, don't we have somebody? Was there?
Yes, Andrew. We have Andrew waiting very patiently, and I know I always get this wrong. It's Michigan. And I think I said Minnesota before. I don't know. Andrew, you there?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
What can we do you for, Andrew?
Well, I've been going through some issues the last couple months, and I was wondering if you guys might be able to do a reading for me.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. I want to start off by saying that my spirits are stepping forward, and they're telling me that you feel very apologetic and very sorry for the things that you have caused, and that you're willing to turn everything around and do the right thing from this point forward and give it your 100% all.
Stop beating yourself up is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
You need to stop beating yourself up and then, you know, allow yourself to start enjoying, you know, the positive aspects of life. As you start to feed the positive energy in your life and into other people's lives, literally the quality of your life is going to get much better. When things are not going your way, all right, and you're feeling down and out, all right, what can you do to possibly, you know, do things to make things better? Now, when you can't do anything to make things better, then all you could do is to try to do things to make yourself feel better. But you got to stop beating yourself up. You're getting like this lack of trust or like there's these worthiness issues. And this is something that you have to learn to forgive yourself or learn to overcome so that, you know, your life could move on. Cause you're not going to serve a purpose by you just, you know, not giving yourself enough credit.
I also feel, Andrew, that you're going through a bit of a depression time within your life right now. And I feel as though you're bringing it on yourself because there's so much you do have to live for and so much you can be doing for yourself to help others that if you would just focus on that rather than focus on the negative and continue to focus on the positive, I believe that your depression will go away very quickly. And I feel that you need to be a part of family. I just feel that you need to be a part of family. And when you're not part of family and you isolate yourself is when you really feel that depression the worst.
Remember I was saying before earlier that if you're feeling like down and out, you know, and you feel like, you know, you don't have the kind of friends that you'd like to have, or you don't have this kind of support that you would like to have, then share yourself with somebody who could really use a good friend rather than just feeling, you know, on your own, or I feel all by myself, or, you know, I'm feeling depressed. But you want to know something? Listen to music that really makes you happy, because that's really going to help change the attitude of yourself and of life. Music has a way of doing that for people.
Yes. And I want everybody to know out there, it's not actually me feeling, it's me connecting with spirit guides. And I really need to make that clear because I sometimes say, I feel. Well, that's my feeling is coming directly from spirit. So I want to tell you that I'm feeling for you a lot of joy coming up in your life because I believe that you are going to be a very very influential part of helping others. And right. You're never your best unless you're in some type of situation where you can feel like you're making a difference.
What a really good idea is also to, if you Google search what motivational speakers are going to be in your area, that will really help, you know, put your attitude in a very good position.
I've been kind of hoping that Sky would maybe come up to Michigan one of these times, or maybe like John Trudell, or one of the old native speakers that used to travel around and inspire us young ones to do good. Because last year we had a great loss of our grandfather, Russell Means, and
yeah, we did.
There's not too many of those elders that will go out and put forth that effort for us young ones.
Well, you know, there are new older ones coming up, Andrew. There are a lot of new elders who are, you know, I mean, everybody has a wonderful quality. And if you are deemed elder and not just call yourself elder, as you know, being a Native man, it's not only because you reach a certain age, you become an elder. That's not the way we work it. We are actually inducted and asked and made ceremony to become elders. And when they call you elder, that means that's exactly what they called Russell Meads because he was motivational. And there's a lot of elders now that are also motivational and do also help the young ones. But you know what? You have to seek and search them out. They're not going to come to you. You know who they are, and you can call them at any time. They're always at your beck and call, always at your disposal. So now it's going to be your commitment, if you need an elder, to seek that person out and to really, in a traditional way, offer tobacco and to ask him questions or ask her questions so that you can set your mind at ease on things that you're not sure of.
I'm going to give you a very strong suggestion of what's coming into my mind right away. If you were to write down like a diary or a ledger, if you will, and write down like if somebody literally was an alien that just came onto this earth for the very first time and they said to you, what did you learn in your life? And allow yourself to explain to somebody who literally just stepped on earth for the first time and write down your thoughts and your feelings, the do's and the don'ts, what I wish to accomplish, what I wish I hadn't done, what I learned from, what did you learn from your mistakes? What is it that you would like to do? What is it that you can do so that you can get from point A to point B to get to your next level of accomplishment?
Correct.
You know, so just write a ledger or write a diary of inspiration from your perspective about life and put yourself in as the person who's the one to inspire other people. From your perspective, and how do you feel grateful to God, or how do you feel grateful for what you have, even if things aren't going as great as you would like? But even to look at this, if you look at the smaller things that are going great and give that more energy, it will be bigger than all the other negativity of what's going on.
And also, Andrew, I want you to live in the moment. Like you said, Russell Meads was a great motivational speaker. He was a wonderful elder to our young. But like I said, there are so many more that you need to give a chance to. You know, he wasn't born an elder. He became that way through great experience and great knowledge and living for many years and having situations that he went through. So, and being a traditional man and being very conscientious of young, but there are so many more people like that. So you have to be able to give them a chance as well. Unfortunately, he walked on to the elders, but you know, there are so many more elders out there
and
who want to help you.
Just think of what you have to share with others. All right. Well, listen, everybody, stick around because it's time to go to a commercial break. So stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Good speaking to you.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
If you
you look on the back of a GLaOS dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GLaOSCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GLaOSCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
We're excited about Galeo's Cafe and Galeo's dressings. All of the flavoring comes from a family tradition and recipe. And secondly, from people that love to bring to the table, literally bring to the table, what I grew up with, and that is a lot of love and delicious ingredients. And when I first discovered them, it was about 6 or 7 years ago. And what I loved about them was not only are they gluten-free, but they're made from some of the, you know, most incredible natural ingredients. And more importantly, I just want to say is for many of us, low fat and sugar, I mean, no sugar. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here.
Order your dressing today. Visit GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com.